Next, let's listen to people searching for justice in China. On any given day in Beijing, there are thousands of angry citizens who've come from distant provinces with legal complaints. These protesters, or petitioners as they're also known, try to gain the attention of national officials to deal with local abuses. They rarely succeed. To understand why they keep coming to Beijing, NPR's Anthony Kuhn went to a remote village in western China.
The only time the furrows disappear from Zhang Zhi's brow is when he smiles bitterly at the absurdity of his situation. He remembers coming back from planting the fields to his earthen-walled home in Gansu province one morning in the fall of 1994.
When I entered, I found my mother and baby son together, both lying face down on the floor. There wasn't much blood on my mother's body, but there was some on her neck. I was too distraught to look closely.
Zhang has an elementary school education. His wife, Bao Xindan, is illiterate. He believes Bao, her parents, and her brother tried to spirit Bao away, but they were discovered by Zhang's mother and child. The Baos, Zhang says, then strangled his mother and child and used personal connections in the government to prevent a proper investigation. He claims that his parents-in-law wanted to marry their daughter off to a richer man.
When I went to their home, my mother-in-law and brother-in-law said they regretted giving Bao Xindan to me to marry. They said I was too poor.
Police arrested Bao for the murder, but later released her on grounds of insanity. Zhang says that's ridiculous. He remains married to Bao, even though he says she fled to a neighboring province and married another man. Zhang has gone to Beijing 8 times to petition authorities, but with no result. Near Zhang's home, the village's Communist Party secretary, Wu Shimin, feeds his cows. Wu says it's the first murder to occur in the village, and it's put pressure on him.
When one of our villagers goes to Beijing to petition, it has a very bad effect on every level of the Communist Party organization. Every level of the organization pressures the next level down to silence the petitioner.
But Wu says that like other villagers, he sympathizes with Mr. Zhang on a personal level.
If this tragedy befell me, I wouldn't give in either. Anyone in Mr. Zhang's position would have to demand an answer from the state and from society.
But over in Morning Light Village, the Bao family sees things differently. They live about 40 minutes away by motorcycle. The dusty dirt road to the village snakes through the khaki-colored hills, terraced with fields and topped by crumbling citadels, where locals hid from bandits in more lawless days. The arid hills appear harsh and bleak, but they are home to a resilient people and an enduring local culture. Loudspeakers in Morning Light Village blare out traditional music. The village is perched on a hillside, and some of its pathways drop off into deep gullies. The Baos are the dominant clan here. Zhang Zhi accuses his brother-in-law, Bao Fuqiang, of plotting and assisting in his mother and child's murders. Bao is dressed in a worn Mao suit. He blames Zhang for driving his sister mad.
Zhang's family never sought treatment for my sister's illness. Instead, they locked her up in a makeshift prison in a dark room. They cursed and beat her and denied her food and drink. This is what the state's investigation found.
Bao says he has no idea where his sister is now, and he says it's not his concern.
From the point of view of the Bao family, this case has nothing to do with us. My sister was married off to another family. Now she's one of their people.
In traditional rural society, a married woman moves to her husband's village and is no longer considered a full-fledged member of her original family. Zhang Zhi admits that he locked his wife up for a while after an argument in which she wounded him with a shovel, but he denies beating her or driving her insane. Zhang Zhi also admits that he faces seemingly insurmountable obstacles. There were no eyewitnesses to the murders. The police consider the case closed and refuse to comment on it. Younger people with more options in life might just give up and try to make a fresh start. But Zhang is 43, and he says he just can't tolerate the injustice of it.
If my wife was really insane and she alone was responsible for the murders, then I might give up. But it's not like that. She's not insane and she did not act alone. China is a society ruled by law, but authorities have not enforced the law in this double homicide.
As with many petitioners, the facts in Zhang's case are maddeningly complex and blurred by the passage of time. Petitioners keep on simply for lack of any other hope. Zhang says that if he ever finds his wife, he wants to let justice take its due course. Barring that, he says grimly, he'll take the law into his own hands. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Gansu Province, China.